Every day's a good day. Stop wishing. Every day's a chance to drift away. Drift away. Every day's a good day for fishing.
Get to know the right rod, reel and skill for your next fishing trip. Keep up to date with what's biting and where right around the EP by listening to What's Catching On Air. Cast off with the Eyre Peninsula's 5CC and Tackle World Port Lincoln.
Shane joining us for another edition of What's Catching On Air. Now, mate, it's been fresh over the past couple of days, but the fish certainly haven't slowed down, have they?
No, it's only us. We're the ones that have been slowing down because no one's been going out fishing. It's been too cold and wet and windy.
That blow that was coming through, not that pleasant, let's be honest.
Yeah, it was a little bit icy considering we've had some pretty decent days there.
If you are a bit brave and you've maybe braved the conditions, how are the reports coming in from Elliston?
There's been a number of people up there just salmon fishing mostly. A lot of reports from Sheringa, Lockswell and Talia. Mm-hmm. They're mixed size fish between that 1 to 4 kilo or 4.5 kilo. Mm-hmm. Talia does sound like the best place for the big salmon, and there's also gummy sharks there as well. Up at Venus Bay, I've had a number of tourists come through and everyone that's been there said they caught whiting up at Venus Bay, and they said they weren't too hard to find there, and I'd expect that to continue. School holidays coming up, it'll be a pretty popular spot.
Yeah, for sure. And I'd like to be up there.
Yeah, so would I.
At Coffin Bay, how are we looking?
Whiting are slowly improving in the bays there. There's only modest catches of legal-sized fish there. So if you hunt around for them, you will find some. Mostly just in the bay there, in Coffin Bay there, you can, and around the boat ramp, you can pick up a few. Salmon, trout, they're everywhere. They're not hard to find at all. Mm. Gummy sharks, there's been a number of those caught in a number of locations in around the bays there. Late afternoons and into the night seem to be the best for them, but there's some good fishing for them. Out at Farm Beach, still very good for whiting. We're probably hearing about those deeper grounds, the fence line and Gallipoli, they seem to be the best for the bigger fish. Yep. And there's fish everywhere else, pretty much. There's also squid, there's a few garfish, tommies, flathead, and gummy sharks being caught as well. The land-based fishers, they're getting some good fish as well in around anywhere from Farm Beach all the way up to Coles Point.
So basically anywhere along the coast.
Yeah, look, there's a whole heap of spots there where you can cast a line out and get some whiting, and you just got to remember, like, a lot of those places that are in whiting close to the shore, there's no boats going in there, so there's fish in a lot of those little white holes in quite close to the beach there, so you can do pretty good. You can catch just as many as you would out in the boat. Offshore really hasn't been much news, it's just been pretty average weather.
Yeah, but, for sure.
As soon as it happens.
Well, the other day, seas 4 to 6 metres. Not that pleasant.
Wouldn't want to be out there.
No.
That'll turn. As soon as the weather turns, it'll be pretty good fishing offshore. The salmon fishing, Gunya Beach, that's been pretty good. I was down there myself on the weekend, and we've got plenty of salmon there. The schools are in pretty close.
Yes,
but you've also got salmon in at Greenlee Beach and also Convention Beach as well.
Okay, cool. Port Lincoln, off the jetties, what have we been sort of seeing?
Mostly squid, but there are some King George whiting, the town jetty, and also the main wharf. And they're usually decent fish, but there's not a lot of people really fish for them, but they are there. There's also some tommies late at night and some decent numbers and good-sized fish as well.
If you hear a clang, if you're fishing off the main wharf, it might be a submarine.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
There is
one around there, I believe.
So if you are looking for, say, whiting, how the bays been?
They're still fairly slow. I haven't heard of too many whiting reports, but they are along the North Shore. There's a few up along the Sandhills and also in Sporting Cove. There's a few pockets of fish there, but it's going to get better. So give it a couple of weeks. Once that water warms up a bit more, and there'll be some more fish starting to show up. Squid's still pretty good along the North Shore and also the Boston, around Boston Island. That's pretty good. Want to use those King George whiting squid jets. If you got one, very good for them. Further down the coast, whiting reports from Carcass Rocks down to Taylor's. It's hot and cold down there. You're either going to get them or you're not. I've heard some excellent reports of people doing really well one day and then they go out the next and they just can't get a bite. So
that's just the day's fishing, isn't it?
Yeah, sounds like they're moving around a bit. They're a bit sort of unsettled, but they'll settle into somewhere shortly, hopefully in the bays here.
Yeah, too right.
But squid, they're down there in good numbers. Bermudas and Thistle Island. That's pretty good for whiting, and you'd expect once this weather starts to calm down a bit, it's going to be pretty good fishing down there. Wouldn't mind getting down there myself
for sure.
This weekend for the whiting. Getting a bit low on the freezer there. Offshore, no news. That'll all happen next week, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. Once the seas kind of calm themselves a little bit.
Yeah.
And what about out towards the National Park there?
The salmon fishing's been a lot slower, so there hasn't been too many schools there. But they are there, like there are fish there. If you fish, most of the fish have been caught by bait fishermen. Miller's Hole and the Salmon Hole, they seem to be the best areas where there's been a few salmon caught and some big tommies, real big tommies as well.
Tummy Bay, what's the jetty looking like?
Got squids and tommies at night time, and there's also a few snook there as well. Out at the group, there's some good whiting fishing out there. There's also snook, trevally and squid. Been a number of people hooking on to some little rugged snapper as well, which is a good sign.
Absolutely.
Not good if you catch them and you've got to let them go, though, because you have to let them go.
It's one of those catch-22s, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic, we're catching snapper. Oh, we're catching snapper.
Yeah, but look, the good thing is I've had people say we've caught snapper in spots we haven't seen for about 10 years.
Fantastic.
So that's probably the best news out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's great if there's, there's probably a hell of a lot of snapper out there, which we didn't really think. Yeah.
And it just means that the stocks are really improving, which was the whole aim. So that's definitely a win.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully that works. Yeah, it's if you catch them, you just got to let them go.
Yeah, for sure.
With those snapper, they also have a few big friends that follow them. So you got to watch out. There's a big white pointer that's been saying hello to a few boats out there. And just make sure you're in a decent boat. So I wouldn't be going out to the group in a little tinny and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
Fair enough. The kayak's probably best left on the trailer and maybe just go straight off the jetty, to be honest.
Yeah, so be careful out there. There's a few big sharks out there.
Port Neal, Arno Bay. How are we looking?
Port Neal in particular, the jetty there has been pretty good for squid, tommies and garfish. And garfish can also be caught off the rocks around Port Neal. And they're decent fish too. So you can get some good catches there. Yellowfin whiting, they should start to show up off the beaches if they're not already there now. There should be a few of them, probably more so around Arno Bay. Boat fishers at both areas, they've been finding some decent whiting, squid and snook. Pretty sure it's going to be pretty popular in the next couple of weeks there.
You mentioned that you went out and did some salmon fishing actually out towards Gunya there. Yeah, the soft plastics.
Yeah, there's a whole heap of new stuff that's coming out and being released. This is one of the products that's come out. It's from Daiwa. It's their range of soft plastics. It's a big market. There's heaps of different brands. I'm not a huge fan of soft plastics at all, but when these came out and I had a look at them, I went, well, these are actually pretty good. So I wanted to test them and see how good they actually were. Took them down to Gunya Beach, tried them out in the salmon, just with one of those soft plastics. I would have caught over 10 on one of them before it started to deteriorate,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty good.
Absolutely.
And that's really good. So in those packets, you get
four in here. So that's 40 fish, essentially. That's a bloody good run. And even then, the degradation is pretty minimal. Like, you can still keep going.
Yeah, you can still, all you got to do, when they happen with it, it just wouldn't go back onto the jig head properly. It just started sliding off a bit. When you get that with those soft plastics, you can heat them up, like heat up a piece of wire, get it red hot, and chuck it inside that soft plastic or a knife, hot knife,
mm-hmm.
and you just melt it back together again, and it's all good.
Genius.
So you can keep using them. So who knows how many fish you can actually catch on them, but the plastic itself was great. Daiwa Bait Junkie, the new Daiwa Bait Junkie, they are very good. Well worth having a look at. Well, if you could use them on snapper, or when you can use them on snapper, they'd be absolutely dynamite. So I'm hanging out to use them in a couple of years' time for the snapper, because I reckon they'll be brilliant.
Absolutely, especially given that we're finding snapper in places that we haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah,
so definitely good news.
Yeah.
So where can people come in to have a look at the soft plastic wall there, Shane?
1618 Hallett Place, right across from Centenary Footy Oval.
Well, we're popping in, having a chat with the team. Thanks for joining me, mate. Appreciate
it.